Made by one of the founders of Cirque du Soleil.
It was created by Norman Latourelle, who co-founded Cirque du Soleil. And this is basically Cirque with horses.
Cirque with horses.
Yeah, so we're quite excited about that. We'll also be talking about Wonderland that Clement's going to be going to later this week. It's really good. We've watched the B-rolls, and it's a mixture of just really beautiful scenery, and it's taking a really familiar story and kind of modernizing it. That's going to be pretty exciting. And then at the Kulch later this week, we are going to be watching 1984.
Yes.
So.
Oh yes. Well. And in the media, and this is for Clement, because I think Justin already knows the answer, because, well, he lives with me. So Clement, what is the iconic, very 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 iconic commercial that kind of redid 1984 as a 4-minute commercial, and I believe it premiered, was it the Academy Awards or the Olympics? I can't recall, but it's from 1984.
Honestly, I don't remember.
Oh.
It was from Apple.
Apple.
Oh yes, right.
The everybody kind of gray washed, and then the hammer and breaking the huge, you know, oak bay. Yeah, mm-hmm. Very cool. This one is going to be a little different, however, and we'll get to more details on that. But it's going to be a multimedia presentation of 1984, and one of the most ambitious at the Kulch thus far.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be kind of big.
Yeah, that sounds very exciting.
Well, it is for me. I'm a geek, but you know. moving right along.
Moving right along.
I have a clip from you're going to have to pronounce his last name, Nick
Bertozzi.
Bertozzi. Yes.
Hey, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, Nick. So, Nick, we've been trying to get Nick to send us some music here, and we have DJs about once a month that program all of our music for Queer FM, mm-hmm. But we're going to give you a little teaser here. This is Nick Bertozzi's Ignite, and we're going to play a bit of that and come right back with Queer FM Arts Extra. Okay, Nick's being esoteric. I was hoping for a little bit more bang here. You know, I was thinking Adam Dreddy. I really was. I was kind of, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
And then I got... Now, this is good.
This is very good.
This is very good. Nick is quite good. But I was
thinking, is a bit more subtler than what I'm used to. Usually, Nick plays, I believe, on the Thursdays at Steamworks. And, you know, being the bathhouse, that has to be quiet. You know, the oom-pa-thum-pa-thum-pa-thum-pa.
Okay, now what's this rumor I hear possibly mm-hmm. about DJs and what content? Are we allowed to...
Oh, yes. There was quite a stir at the bathhouse, and I have a couple of customers complaining to me about it. We recently had a change. We're not allowed to play female vocalists at Steamworks anymore.
Huh.
Which is...
Really?
Yeah, which is really weird, because if you think about it, you know, most of the guys have come up to me and said, like, you know, like, we listen to, like, Madonna and Lady Gaga and, you know, my favorite Kylie at the bars. Why should it be any different?
Yeah, I agree with you, because more dance vocal tracks are female-dominant voices. So I kind of find that strange.
Yeah.
Well, besides the fact they're really great music.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and actually personally, like that was one of the highlights of working there for me, and that was kind of, you know, now we've kind of been restricted to Michael Jackson and, you know, like it's
only Backstreet
like
Boys?
Yeah, it's so tight. Like the music we can listen to now is kind of like has been cut in more than half, so I'm hoping that changes.
Oh, so yeah. No Lady Gaga, no Britney, no.
Yeah.
What's her name?
And, you know, one of my personal highlights is like from Kylie's Aphrodite album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, All the Lovers. Like every time that great comes song. On, that like, you know, everyone kind of
starts dancing,
and then now it's gone. I can't have that
How's
anymore.
The mood in there then? Like.
Like it's still upbeat and it's still like got some pretty good music, but you know, like you gotta have your top 40.
Yeah, definitely. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Hopefully they'll change it. I think one of the things that because Steamworks is an American corporation, they you know it's. I think if the Canadians kind of said that, you know, this is cool for us, I think we might be.
Yeah.
We might have some
well, we will have more bathhouse drama for you on the coming weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, stay tuned to this. Well, speaking of which, there were a couple of album launches this week and some great new music, which we're going to get to later in the show. But let's talk some theater here.
Mm-hmm.
So. I'm going to let you decide which one you want to talk about first. There's so much to talk about.
Yeah, there's so much to talk about. Well, let's start things off with a blast. So, again, as we mentioned earlier, Cavalia is coming to town. So that's here in town, March 22 to April 10. And if you haven't already seen the ads, like, oh my God.
How can you not miss them?
God,
they're on
everywhere.
Bus that I've seen. Yeah, it's an amazing.
And if you pass by the Cambridge State Bridge, like those tents are huge.
The big top,
they're huge. Cavalia is really cool because they have it's basically Cirque du Soleil with horses. And if you're a fan of acrobatics, they actually have trained horses who work with the actors. And they have a staff of about 20 people who help keep these horses, you know, in tip-top shape. They're given like they have a set amount of time when the horses can play, and like they can only perform for so. Long.
So they're on a strict schedule, like every other circus performer out there.
Mm-hmm.
What I find very interesting is that I don't know much about horses. I love horses, but I don't know much about how to train them or anything. Mm-hmm. They're all trained naturally, so what I've been told is that they weren't trained with a saddle on them, and everything was by natural movement. I think I'm not 100% sure, but I know that they're trained natural, so whatever that means, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I've seen them, and like I've seen the couple clips on online about it, and you can see these horses move just in perfect motion.
Yeah,
it's dance, right? So,
it's kind of like those Chinese acrobatics when they.
Yeah.
Everyone moves in the same way. Yeah.
Yeah, like there's nothing, everybody's in sync. It's kind of freaky, actually. Come to think about it.
Yeah. And so from the press release, the description they have is, Cavalia is a lavish orchestration of multimedia, equestrian, and performing arts, charged with poetry and pure emotion, and in a dreamlike virtual setting, the show combines acrobatics, dance, aerial artistry, and live music with the stunning addition of dozens of magnificent horses.
I mean, everything except the horses sounds like a couple of parties I was at in East Vancouver.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
You know, the one with the really big bong in the corner, you know, and people are just dancing, and there's no horses, though.
Oh, no.
Well,
they could have horses in their paintings on walls.
Yeah. Well, they had other things. There was this thing. moving on.
And so Cavalia was envisioned and created by Cirque du Soleil co-founder Norman Latourelle. I hope I said that right. In 1985. Yep. So this show has been on for quite a while.
These are some old horses.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Getting ready to go into retirement. Latourelle has become renowned for his adventurous mammoth and innovative productions, taking spectators to new realms. Through Latourelle's passionate vision, Cavalia is a tribute to horses and a celebration of the relationship that humans and horses have shared together. So this show is based out of Montreal. And has been seen by more than 2.5 million people worldwide. For their
that's a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For their latest developments, visit www.twitter.com/Cavalia or facebook.com/Cavalia. It's interesting. They actually give links to Facebook and Twitter now instead of their actual website.
Social media is the way to go, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, well, speaking of social media, we'll have Samantha Mack in the next hour during Queer FM, but she was doing a 24-hour video.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So we'll get that on the next show, yeah. But apparently she said, I increased my YouTube visibility by double. It's like, wow.
to some people, it's important.
Should I be afraid? I mean, what did you have to do for 24 hours? Oh, right. You were riding the horses at Cavalia.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that can go so many ways.
I know. Isn't it great?
Oh, they're naturally trained.
So we're going to be seeing that tomorrow.
Yes. So Aiden and I will be heading to the media preview, and I think we're actually going to be able to chat with one of the co-founders, Mr. Latrell, I think.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so that'll be exciting.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that, and we will bring you some more information on that and all things horse and circus related next week.
Yay.
But that's not all.
So on Thursday, there's two shows opening. The first is Wonderland, which is put on by Canada's Royal Winnipeg Ballet. Mm-hmm. And the second one is 1984, which is co-produced by The Virtual Stage and Studio 58.
Oh, yeah. Studio 58.
Yeah, Studio 58. So that's pretty exciting. Both of these are kind of, they both take, you know, really classic literary pieces and kind of bring them into the modern stage with music and, you know, lighting. Because, like, with all the things you can do with the media today,
There's so much
you can do. And theater, you know, theater people have been realizing this. So they've been integrating, you know, lots of visual effects. We saw the, and, well, Clement here is going to see the opening night of Wonderland, and just visually the opening sequence is just, you know, they get empty blocks and they just project, you know, all this lush, vivid green scenery of like trees and stuff, and just the effect, it just looks like a painting. And then suddenly Alice is standing there and she's frozen for about, you know, 30 seconds, and she starts moving and you're like, oh my god, it's like you're in Wonderland.
Wow. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah,
I really can't wait to see it.
Anyway,
and that's running when?
So that is running at the Center in Vancouver for Performing Arts for March 24 to 27. So Wonderland's a limited engagement, and they have a matinee on March 27 at 2 p.m. So Wonderland is a dynamic reinterpretation of Lewis Carroll's beloved characters, events, and themes that is sure to surprise and delight. The Queen of Hearts, the White Rabbit, and the Mad Hatter are all on hand, displaying generous doses of wit, camp, and humor. The surreal and dark elements that lurk at the original story's fringes are bravely realized in explosive passages of breathtaking dance and innovative multimedia. Sean Hollison, acclaimed choreographer and Royal Winnipeg Ballet alumnus, has transformed Wonderland into a multi-sensory experience with edgy and athletic movement, an inventive electroacoustic soundscape, and unexpected visual treats.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Great song, by the way, Nick.
Oh, no. This is something I pulled off, just so you know. Oh. This is DJ Toxic, and this is the Grammys 2010 Remixed. It's all of the songs that won. Remixed all together.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like 67 minutes.
Wow. Huh,
damn.
So thank you, DJ Toxic.
Thank you, DJ
Toxic. I'm always trolling the internet looking for DJs to promote. This is one of the ones I like. Well, yeah. you know that a play or a story has really impacted the society when it's been redone over and over. But I always like doing a Google search on one of the bits. And there's an Alice in Wonderland syndrome.
Syndrome?
Oh, yeah. This is amazing. It's named after the novel written by Lewis Carroll, of course. Mm-hmm. It's otherwise known as Todd's syndrome. It's a disorienting neurological condition which affects human perception, sufferers experience. Size distortions and other modalities. And it's associated with migraines and tumors. Oh, and use of psychoactive drugs, of course.
Mushrooms.
But it's really anyway.
Yeah,
who knew?
And and speaking of spawning, there is actually an Alice in Wonderland musical that's hitting Broadway.
So, oh, Really?
Yeah, and it's incidentally, it's the same name. It's also called Wonderland.
Huh.
It's called Wonderland Alice's New Musical Adventure.
Oh.
Yeah, so stay tuned. Definitely going to be covering
that'll
that.
That'll be some great costuming.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about vocal, but like that'll be great. Whoever is going to be taking charge of set deck, you are lucky. That would be an amazing thing.
Well, here's some pictures.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Clement and I are looking at some pictures. It kind of has a very Wicked feel to it.
And just for those of us who aren't in the studio, you can go out to which website?
You can, can Google search Wonderland the Musical. And, you'll be able to see some preview pictures of the show. Yeah, I have to say, the whoever designed the sets for these, it definitely has a feel of Wicked, the musical. That's another adaptation based out of... Wicked is based out of... It's a prequel to The Wizard of Oz. And, you know, Wizard of Oz, Alice in Wonderland, it's kind of almost the same thing. So, yeah, this is definitely something to keep out for. Keep an eye out for.
Yeah. Wow, look at that.
Keep out for. Yeah, I like that.
Keep. Okay, moving on. The next show that's opening on the 24th is 1984. Big Brother is watching you. War is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. This multimedia...
Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. Sorry, I was having a Ghostbusters moment.
There's something strange. This multimedia adaptation imaginatively interprets George Orwell's timeless and prophetic masterpiece in the bleak society of Oceania. Under the constant surveillance of Big Brother and the Thought Police, lowly worker Winston Smith engages in a dangerous and forbidden love affair with Julia. How will they survive in the dystopian worlds where true love is forbidden and punishable by death? This show is adapted for the stage by Andy Thompson and is co-produced by The Virtual Stage and the legendary professional theater training program Studio 58 at Langara College. Ron Jenkins, the renowned and multi-award-winning director of The Black Rider and Bashed, is at the helm, starring Alex Ferguson as Winston Smith and featuring Andrew Wheeler and the senior students of Studio 58.
Oh, right on. Fantastic.
Yeah, so Studio 58, like, they usually put on, like, you know, it's generally known as one of the theater schools to go to in Vancouver. Whenever you go to see Vancouver shows, you know, the cast is usually riddled with came from Studio 58. So,
Now, doesn't, is Olden Baron teach at Langara College?
Yes, she
does. She does.
Oh.
Now, see, and of course, she has a show tonight.
Yes, she does. Yes.
Apocalyptic.
Definitely.
And that has our new Empress,
Camelto.
Camelto is going to be there. She is Empress number 40 or Empress XL.
Yeah.
She loves that. And this concludes the shameless plug for Isolde and Baron's Apocalyptic tonight. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. And be sure to check her out because Isolde is reportedly going to be going on vacation next week. So.
Yeah, for a month.
Mm. Yeah, Peaches and
what's her sister's? Oh, Bam. Little Bambi.
Sorry. There we go.
Bambi.
Oh, it's tonight. Yeah, tonight is her. Yeah,
bon
tonight.
Voyage.
Tonight is his Bon Voyage.
Bon Voyage.
Bon Voyage.
In other theater news, something that came across from we get tickets to all the really great Broadway shows here in town, and tickets for Wicked, apparently, due to unprecedented demand for tickets, it's likely that the Vancouver engagement of Wicked will sell out in record time. So here's the official way to purchase tickets. You can go to Ticketmaster.ca, BroadwayAcrossCanada.ca, or phone 855-985-5000 for 8 tickets max. And if you're in a group of 20, you can talk about that. But in previous engagements, apparently, ticket buyers were told that performances were sold out, but yet the ticket agencies and brokers went and got all these tickets and then, of course, sold them for more because they can. And some people were really pissed off. So if you want to get a ticket for that, you can either get it now, or you can wait and buy it from like one of the scalpers or one of the ticket agencies, or you could listen to Queer FM and win 2 tickets.
Yes.
Because we will have that. So Wicked, again, is happening, and that's June 1st through the 22nd, or 26th. and it's at the Queen E Theater, downtown Vancouver.
I'm so excited. That's going to be an amazing musical.
Hold on a second. He's very excited. I just checked.
I was kind of scared. I was like, what's going on here?
That was kind of a sight gag, actually. I don't know if it really works on the radio.
Oh, maybe we need to set up a camera here.
Oh, well, you know, that's the next thing. The other thing, there's all kinds of great shows and arts coming. You know, keep in mind, the Out Games is coming up. There's several events for fundraising, but the other thing that we've got coming up is Riverdance.
Yeah.
Well, there's a bunch of things. I've got a list very long here. Well, let's talk about one thing here, and that's Dine Out for Life. Dine Out for Life happens this Thursday. It's supporting people living with HIV and AIDS. Dine Out for Life is BC's largest restaurant fundraiser, supporting or benefiting A Loving Spoonful and Friends for Life. 230 restaurants from Whistler to White Rock across the Fraser Valley will contribute 25% of their sales that day to people living with HIV/AIDS. So Dine Out for Life Vancouver has raised over $3 million for HIV/AIDS support services over 16 years. It's the Sumac Ridge Estate Winery is also donating $1 for every bottle of wine sold anywhere in BC during the month of March. And you can check out the participating restaurants at diningoutforlife.com/Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. How exciting.
That's Thursday.
Lots of places to eat.
Oh, amazing places to eat. And you're doing a good thing. Yeah. So save up your pennies. Yeah, go out on Thursday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's really cool. You can, if you go to their website, you can kind of do a search of like what kind of cuisine you like, whether you want it to be, you know, if you have dietary restrictions, you can say whether you want it to be vegan or vegetarian, that kind of deal. And yeah.
Do they have a thing for just meat eater? I mean, just omnivore?
Yeah. No? They should.
They should. Hey, I don't want to get stuck in some vegan restaurant. You know, they're going to play sitar music and try to feed me. No. Sorry. Irishman. Doesn't work. So, Riverdance. I apologize. That's April 5th through the 10th at the Queen E Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And we have tickets to that. We're going to be giving away some tickets.
Yep. We're going to be giving away tickets to Riverdance. That would be in next week's show or 2 weeks from now.
That's next week.
That's next week's show. Yep. So, yeah, so stay tuned. Yes, we will be having Clement here.
Yes. Yeah, Riverdance.
So tell us about Riverdance. You know, I've seen videos of it, and they talk about it as Irish dancing.
Yeah, definitely. It's traditional Irish dancing. So if you guys if you're in Vancouver and you haven't been around downtown, there's been a lot of the Celtic festival things going on. Like today, the parade. Irish dancing is like a mixture of tap dancing, clogging, and folk dancing, all mixed into one, and it's so spectacular because as a dancer myself, I'm not a very good tapper, but I've taken tap before, and it's a hard thing, and everybody, there's a lot of people in the cast.
Yeah.
A lot. And they're all in sync. They when they clog to the music, it's so in sync. There's nobody, like, there's nothing wrong with the choreography. Mm. There's nothing wrong with them. And I'm really excited to see it because if you remember Lord of the Dance with Michael Flatley.
Yeah,
it's...
Now, was he really the Lord of the Dance, or was he just proclaimed the Lord of the Dance?
I don't know. I think he just proclaimed Lord of the Dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he is a very talented man.
Like, he's very talented, but...
Well, he was in the original cast of Riverdance, and then he struck out on his own because he was the Lord of the Dance.
Yes. But Riverdance has been, like, all over the world. They've been touring all over the place, and
I believe this is actually their closing tour.
Yeah,
so.
that's what I heard, too, so...
You're catching a phenomenal...
Yay!
It's a phenomenal closing show.
Mm-hmm. And I think they did a flash mob thing for St. Patrick's Day. I think if you search it on YouTube, you should be able to find it. There was, I think it was at a train station, and all of a sudden this kid starts doing some traditional Irish dance, and all of a sudden all these kids come and join in. The cast, some members of cast of Riverdance joined in, and they danced. It was amazing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they did it at Central Station in Australia.
in Sydney.
Yeah,
and
so.
I love flash mobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. They make me so happy.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, I did a dialogue class and we were supposed to promote health and fitness. So we did like an impromptu flash fitness group.
Oh, that's so awesome.
At Broadway Station. It was so much fun. Like, well, we did it at different train stations around Vancouver. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was kind of like people were kind of like, what's going on? Like, some people took photos, but that's about it. And when did we do it at the Broadway Station? Like, people were joining in. We had like a conga line going. It was so much fun.
See, yeah. Like, it makes everybody happy.
Yeah.
Well, we did a flash dance or a flash mob dance with iPods.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
On one of the trains.
Yes, I've heard about that.
This was pretty fun.
It was like called Silent.
Yes,
the Silent Dance Party or something like that, or the Silent Rave.
Yeah, the Silent Rave. It was pretty funny. People looked at you very funny.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
Well, this is Queer FM Arts Extra on CITR 101.9 FM. We've got a little DJ Toxic mix of Grammy winners. That was Katy Perry's Fireworks. And fireworks, excuse me. And we will be right back. We've got a little message from Dunkin' Donuts. And, well, you know, we don't want to keep this this promo waiting. So here we go.
Radio show.
And served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead. Let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
And welcome back to Queer FM Arts Extra Radio Show.
Yay!
Sorry. And, you know, I'm kind of missing my DJ Toxic already. I really am. There it is. So
Katy Perry, good.
Yay.
So
I like this song.
Put that back on. Mm-hmm. Well, the first time I saw this was actually, I think it was Ray Sunshine.
Oh, really?
This.
Oh, possibly, yeah.
Or dancing to it or something.
Yeah, probably.
Well, they featured it on Glee and we played it on the show a few weeks back.
Glee. Love Glee.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, we have to get to this. So, on Glee, I don't watch Glee. Okay.
I do.
It's not one of my shows, but I'm kind of getting to it as fast as I can here. There was something rather significant happened last week on Glee.
Yes, it
did. Oh, don't tell me. I haven't caught up yet.
Oh, no.
Too bad.
Yeah.
I just watched it again with my friend Serena this afternoon.
Oh, really? So apparently, and I have not seen this, but apparently Darren Criss can kiss.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you didn't know, there was a kiss that was done on Glee. One of the characters kissed one of the other characters. In fact, it was Chris Koffler. He would rate his Glee co-star Darren Criss as a kisser. Wednesday night on a red carpet at the Pally Center for Media in Los Angeles, Colfer said Criss can be rated as a 10.
Oh.
But he gave himself a 12.
Oh.
Yeah.
That relationship has been waiting to happen, Colfer said Wednesday. It's been lingering in everyone's mind, so I'm glad it's over and now it's official.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, that's not that big of a spoiler. Like, I was kind of expecting it to happen, so.
But the way it happened, it was really cute.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin it for you.
Okay. So just saying.
Yeah. It was a very good lead up to it.
Yeah. And, you know, like, the addition of Darren Criss to the cast of Glee has been very exciting because, you know, he charmed everyone's pants off with doing, what was that song he sang? It was another Katy Perry.
It was Teenage Dream.
Yeah, he sang Teenage Dream with his a cappella group, The Warblers. And, you know, he became so popular, they actually signed him on to be a regular character for season 3.
Yeah.
Which is quite exciting. And, of course, you know, with all of this, the stuff with Criss Colfer's character.
Yeah, definitely. And I liked, in that episode when they first introduced Darren Criss' character, Blaine, he kind of took on the role as the experienced gay.
Yeah.
and taking Kurt as the new gay.
Yeah.
And showing him the ways that, you know, like, it's all right.
Yeah. Things actually, yeah, me and my best friend Nelson, when we saw that first episode, like, because we both went to Catholic school, and Darren and Chris, yeah, they both go to a boarding school for boys, you know, with their uniforms and all this and all that, and, like, we kind of just looked at each other like, this is kind of like a... This is whoever made this sequence went to Catholic school.
Yeah.
This is like every gay Catholic school boy's wet dream.
Yeah,
they definitely were like riding hand in hand in slow motion through the hallways, you know, with all
so
the
cute,
all the Marvel and the all the high
painting,
high end stuff.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what the heck is this gay stuff?
This
is so gay.
I remember that. Yeah. That was so awesome, though. But no, like, Glee, I love what Glee is doing this season. They're taking subject that's in the world today, like dealing with teen issues.
Yeah, teen
with
issues.
Bullying, homophobia, and all that. And they're translating it onto their show, which is amazing.
Well, and it's very timely. I've noticed a number of the writing staves of some of the greatest shows, it's less One Tree Hill and more, okay, this is a little bit more realistic.
Yeah.
Although some of the Glee was a little too Fame for me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I watched Fame as a kid, and I'm just going, this is Fame.
Yeah.
They're doing Fame.
Yeah,
definitely.
They're doing Fame with an updated soundtrack.
They're doing Fame. Yeah. Well, in some entertainment news, I thought you guys would get a kick out of this. Playgirl no longer wants nude pictures of Anderson Cooper.
Oh,
really?
At least it doesn't want to cough up $10,000 in exchange for a photo snap by a CNN anchor on the sly. On Tuesday's Playgirl's Daniel Nardico offered up to $10,000 for anyone who would provide a naked pic of Anderson Cooper.
10,000, that's it?
10,000?
Yeah. I wonder what Anderson Cooper's thinking about that right now. Am I only worth $10,000 for that naked picture?
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway.
I think you should do it.
Well, apparently they're not willing to cough up 10 grand. But Anderson Cooper was awarded. They had the GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Art and Arts... Oh my God, I'm gonna totally lose it here on GLAAD. Anyway, GLAAD Media Awards happened, and they honored Ricky Martin and Anderson Cooper and NBC's 30 Rock, amongst others, for contribution to the LGBTQ community.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah, it was held in Times Square, and they gave Ricky Martin, who came out as gay last year, the Vito Russo Award for being a positive LGBTQ role model, and especially for the Latino community.
Mm-hmm.
Father of two boys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's raising himself.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And let's see. So we have some other awards here. We'll get through them real fast. Excellence in Media was Russell Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding Drama, True Blood. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love the... What's the name of the cook? I love him. The cook.
What is his name?
Oh, my goodness. Anyway.
That show's like softcore porn.
It really is.
Not gonna lie.
It really is.
I watched it one night with a couple of friends of mine. I'm like, I think I want you guys to leave. <'Cause it's>
Let's see. Outstanding talk show episode. Ricky Martin coming out as a gay man and a new dad on Oprah Winfrey. Outstanding TV journalism was News Magazine, Gay Teen Suicides with Anderson Cooper 360. And wow, there's just a ton of things. You can check it out on The Advocate and just Google it. But it's really great. I was kind of cruising through it in prep for the show. And one of the cool things, outstanding comic book, X Factor by Peter David.
Hmm.
Now, isn't that a little old? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
How long has X Factor been out?
It's
well, I think X Factor has been doing a bunch of gay stuff.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Huh. Comic book X-Men, go figure.
Because the leader, I believe, of X-Factor came out as a lesbian a few years ago, and they have done a bunch of queer stuff, like Ultimate Colossus is gay, and blah blah blah. Beast, a certain one incarnation of Beast was gay at some point or bi, and you know, the comic book industry has been modernizing themselves by adding more and more queer characters, a bit more ethnic diversity. So yeah.
Well, we are going to be right back. We have a little bit more radio business to do, but we have something very cool. We have Superman. We have Superman news. We have Lady Gaga news and more cool stuff. It's great because some of these articles the boys here haven't read, so it's great. I can surprise them and they go, it's very fun.
I like surprises.
Yes. Well, we'll have a few of those. So we'll be right back after this message. This is Queer FM Arts Extra.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Yay.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
And there's so much coolness to having a card, so check it out. It's pretty cool. All right, so I've got some other stuff here from Queer FM News that I thought would be kind of fun, and this is good for me. This one's a good one. He'll play Jonathan Kent in the new Zack Snyder film, the remake of Superman, and that would be Kevin Costner.
Really?
Yeah. He's going to play Jonathan Kent, Superman's dad.
Okay. Yeah, I can see
that. He's not playing Superman. No.
Who's playing Superman?
You know, there's a new model.
Model? They're not actors, they're models.
Well, the last guy. Yeah. Henry Cavill. We'll play the new Clark Kent Superman.
Oh, let's put up a picture.
Yeah. Let's put up a picture.
Warner Brothers Pictures and Legendary Pictures announced that Kevin Costner will play Jonathan Kent, the father who raised Clark Kent as his own son, in the new Superman movie to be directed by Zack Snyder. Snyder stated, Jonathan Kent is the only father figure Clark ever had, the man who was there to help Clark understand what it was he was meant to do in the world as Superman. Kevin will be able to communicate the quiet strength of a rural American man, and Diane Lane will play Martha Kent.
Henry Cavill. We just had an moment. He plays the really hot guy from The Tudors.
Yes.
Oh, that guy. Oh.
The one with the body.
Yeah.
Okay, we approve.
I approve.
This is really cool. Viggo Mortensen is playing General Zod.
Now, he could do that. Viggo Mortensen could do Zod.
Yeah,
because now, see, from the original 1978, 1980 movies they had one of my favorite English actors playing Zod, but he played it like a friggin' cartoon, you know?
That V-neck was just so low.
Yeah, it was just not good.
Doesn't work.
They better make it sexier for Viggo. I'm sure they will.
We have more Lady Gaga news. She's raised $250,000 for Japan crisis relief using Twitter.
Congratulations.
In just 48 hours, she's raised $250,000 for victims of Japan's hurricane and tsunami. She's been selling $5 prayer bracelets of her own design on her official website. And they have 9 million Twitter followers.
Okay, I want to get that high.
9 million.
I mean, the only way you're getting that high is by artificial means.
Yeah, totally.
Seriously, I that's just insane to me.
If you're on Twitter, follow me. It's Mr. C. Blaze. Just search.
Do the search. You know you'll want to. So that's amazing.
Congratulations, and that's an amazing thing that they're doing.
And this is something that that Justin and I were talking about before the show. A recent Thailand's Got Talent contestant shocked audiences by revealing herself as a male-to-female transgender when her beautiful soprano voice morphed seamlessly into a masculine tenor midway through her debut performance. Though male-to-female transgender operations are reportedly fairly common in Thailand, the performer's dual range certainly surprised the judges, who were dumbfounded, but nonetheless praised her her prowess. Now, we have a clip of that, and I'm going to let you all talk about this. What did you see the video?
Yes.
What did you think?
That was so cool.
Amazing.
I'm jealous.
Jealous?
Oh, well, because, you know, my stage persona, Filipina Colada, she does sing live, and unfortunately, I have a very deep baritone voice, which goes it goes down, it doesn't go up. Yeah. So if I could pull off a soprano, oof. like alto is pushing it for me.
Definitely. Like, and those male sopranos, when you hear them, you're just like, I don't, okay.
Yeah, and granted, there are a couple of performers here in Vancouver, like my friend Caesar Urba. Hey, Caesar. We were in Hair together, and he performed in the burlesque version of Wizard of Oz, which is playing a few months ago. He can do that. Like he.
We'll cut over to this, so check it out. Translate a little bit of this for you because it's pretty amazing. It's in Thai, so, but they have the old judge and he's sitting on the right. And you've deceived me ever since we first met.
Yeah. He's wagging, like, wagging his finger,
like no.
No.
So that was pretty amazing. All right, so what'd you think? Pretty amazing, eh?
Yeah. Like amazing, both the quote unquote female voice and the male voice. Wow.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, and you know, and at the end, it's quite touching because you know she talks about how she's been gay bashed and bullied for being trans, and her father never accepted her. At one point, actually beat her up for being trans, and I can relate to this because you know when I was younger, I got beaten up for being trans as well. And, you know, she said, you know, hey, Dad, like, I made it. And that's the end of the video. So,
yeah. Wow.
I was really touched
that's
by that.
That's amazing. Well, we're going to be right back. We've got to do a little bit more radio business. Oh, we hate radio business sometimes. We really do. But we're going to get right back to it. We have The Advocate has put out its top 10, like, hot sheet of the coolest stuff ever right now.
Huh.
10 things. So I'm going to see if I can stump the guys here. And well, hey, you know, I've got to do my best to try to stump them occasionally. Anyway, and we'll be right back with Queer FM Arts Extra on...
CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the part where the PSA is supposed to play, but isn't playing because the computer hates me.
Oh, I don't think it hates you.
No, it does. It hates me. It never calls. It never writes anymore.
Oh,
no.
So we're going to just have to play this instead.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts in the Westside UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Kerner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
And we're back. Queer FM Arts Extra. So I've got this great list here of the top 10 cool things, according to The Advocate, that hit their gaydar this week. No, okay, so number 10, the Pee Wee Herman Show on Broadway.
What? No.
Paul Rubens revives his lovably maniacal man-child alter ego from the 1980 series Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Oh, good.
And it's a taped performance of his Broadway crowd pleaser. It airs on HBO March 19th.
Oh, my goodness.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Yeah.
No.
Number 9, we have a book, Porn from Andy Warhol to X-Tube.
To X-Tube?
To X-Tube.
Really?
Huh. Yep. It's packed with fun facts and photos. Kevin Clark's new hardcover coffee table book chronologues blow-by-blow the history of gay porn from Andy Warhol's underground 1960s erotica to the mega studios like Falcon for pay-per-minute video sites.
Oh, I certainly know a bunch of radical fairies are going to have this on their
And there's going to be luminaries like Chi-Chi LaRue.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. So let's see. We have, wow, really, really, really pretty guys in really big tiaras.
Huh.
It's the Broadway Beauty Pageant. Benefit for the Al Forney Center in New York's emergency housing resource for homeless LGBT youth. It's in its fifth year of objectifying hot chorus boys.
Yes.
and they really are. They're hot, yeah. And they're objectifying them. Mm-hmm. I see them being, yeah.
Yep.
I choose the one on the right.
Yeah, of course you do. All right. Film Motherland, inspired by her mother's murder, filmmaker Doris Young's hauntingly somber feature debut. It was at 2009 Outfest. It's a young American Asian lesbian who returns home when her estranged mother is murdered. And, it looks really kind of disturbing so far. So, just saying. A DVD, The People I've Slept With.
Really?
Yeah.
The People I've Slept
March 22nd, Quentin Lee's quirky sex comedy. Karen Anna Chung as Angela, the promiscuous young bisexual in search of the man responsible for her surprise pregnancy.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Oh, and I downloaded this, downloaded a couple of snippets of it, and we're going to have to get it, because it's pretty good. And that's American Idol's 10th anniversary album, The Hits, Volume 1. And that comes out, it's out March 22nd, and it features Adam Lambert. It features T-Rex's 20th Century Boy, Clay Aiken's Invisible, and 12 singles from Idol commemorative compilation.
Awesome.
Yeah. The film Cracks. It's in theaters March 18th. It's a dark drama. Stars mesmerizing Eva Green as Ms. G, an unconventional driving instructor who develops a dangerous sexual obsession on a new student, the enigmatic girl, Spanish girl played by Maria Valverde, at a British girls' boarding school in 1934. Okay.
Yeah, more boarding schools.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, theater, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and The Book of Mormon.
The Book of... Both musicals.
Both musicals. Outstage vets Nick Adams and Tony Sheldon join Hair's Will Swenson as the drag divas aboard Priscilla. Oh, mm-hmm. It opens on Broadway March 20th. The Book of Mormon, musical from South Park creators, yeah. Opens the 24th.
South Park and Avenue creators. Yeah. They collaborated, so... Yeah.
Book It Gets Better, Dan Savage's YouTube campaign against LGBTQ youth bullying and suicide got even better. It's edited by Savage and partner Terry Miller. The book collects more than 100 inspirational essays from ordinary folks and celebrities like Tim Gunn and President Barack Obama.
Awesome. Mm.
The proceeds of the book, due out on the 22nd, benefit LGBT youth charities and donation to the itgetsbetterproject.com. And it'll also, if you donate, it'll put a copy in the school library of your choice.
Really?
Yeah, you can donate to itgetsbetterproject.com, and they'll put a copy of this book in a library for you.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is.
That's an amazing project.
And number one this week, according to theadvocate.com, the Additive GLAAD Award-nominated docuseries called The Fabulous Beekman Boys, March 22nd on Planet Green. I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
So there you go. In other news also, Bon Jovi is going on the record to say that Steve Jobs has killed music.
Ugh.
Yeah. Apparently, he's not content with his 15 minutes. He wants more.
Of course.
So, anyway, even though Steve Jobs is currently on medical leave, he says he's personally responsible for killing the music business.
Oh, and just to say, on terms of Apple, quite disappointed with Apple. They recently released a gay cure app, which Aiden and I tried it at home, and it made the iPhone hang.
Yeah. It was really interesting. It's supposedly a giving youth another option. If they're kind of uncertain, or if they feel that it's a faith-based organization, mm-hmm. not Apple itself, that has allowed this. There's a lot of protests about it. I'm not even going to mention the name because I'm not promoting these people.
No, don't, yeah. Please.
So we're not even mentioning them. However, Charlie Sheen,
winning.
He's planning a tour.
Oh, okay, good okay. Lord. He needs to make money somehow.
He's planning a tour. With all this drama, the former star of CBS TV sitcom Two and a Half Men will soon come live to a venue near you. Yes, he's embarking on a live tour after reportedly meeting with a booking company, Live Nation. It's titled the My Violent Torpedo of Truth / Defeat is Not an Option Show. Hey, no shit, man. It's right here.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
It's supposedly, there's only two shows. It's in Detroit and Chicago in early April. The 45-year-old actor has promised to tell fans the real story about his bizarre behavior of late and why he was fired from the hit show. And furthermore, he's met with Morgan Creek to do Major League 3.
Major League 3?
Yeah.
You hear that
like dead air? Hey, Charlie, seriously, buddy, do you hear that dead air? Okay, we're not buying it. You're not winning.
Not winning, no.
We're taking the dead air off because, well, Charlie, you suck. I'm sorry. I liked that show.
It was a great show.
It was kind of mindless, and it was fun. And, okay.
Yeah.
Malaysian radio has censored Lady Gaga's pro-gay song, the Born This Way song. Born This Way has been censored in Malaysia because the pro-gay lyrics are deemed offensive.
Yeah. Really?
No, seriously. AMP Radio Networks, Malaysia's top private radio operator, told the Associated Press that the song had been censored to adhere to government rules banning songs which violate, quote, good taste or decency and are offensive to the public feeling.
Okay, to any of my cousins who are possibly listening online right now, what's going on? Really? Like, Lady Gaga, come on. Yeah. It's a great song.
Oh, well, here's the cool thing. Broadcasters can be fined up to $16,000 for breaking the morality law by playing it for
morality
each
law?
Instance.
Oy.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
The country has a prohibition on, quote, gross indecency with another male person, unquote, up to 2 years in prison for those found guilty. It just blows my damn mind. I'm just reading this going, really?
Yeah, really?
Seriously? Yeah. And lastly, in our FTF, or WTF news, sorry, Spider-Man is shutting down for a month. Spider-Man, the Broadway musical, Turning Off the Dark, is pushing back its opening date once again. This time to June 14th. But this time, it's canceling preview performances as well.
Oh.
No.
Yes.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? You're canceling previews?
While a new creative team revises the script and adds two new songs from U2's Bono and The Edge, Philip William McKinley was hired to replace Julie Taymor as director, and Roberto Aguirre Sacasa was hired to rework the musical. The delay and revisions will likely further inflate the cost of what, at $70 million, is already the most expensive musical in Broadway history. And that is our WTF moment here at Van Mark.
Yeah.
Especially with everything that's been going on with the show, like a cable breaking, people smashing into things, like into the theater, like walls.
And not doing previews, not really recommended. Do you guys want to? Because, you know, previews are important because that's when you get a sense of how the audience is reacting, if they're getting all the punchlines, if they're getting all, you know, how they feel. And if you're not going to do previews, there's no space for, you know, a change based on the audience's reaction. That's especially for a show where you're spending this much money, you might want to change your minds a bit.
Yeah, just a little
bit. Oh, God. Anyway, yeah.
So, you know, that's, hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what you going to do?
So we have a few more minutes left here.
So, yeah, we're going to do a recap of the shows that we kind of talked about quickly. So Cavalia is playing in the Olympic Village from March 22 to April 10. That is the biggest touring show in the world. And it was created by the one of the co-founders for Cirque du Soleil. So, yeah, be sure to check that out. Wonderland opens on March 24 to 27 at the Center for Performing Arts in Vancouver. That's put on by Canada's Royal Winnipeg Ballet. And 1984 is playing at the Culch in Vancouver, the Vancouver East Cultural Center, from March 24 to April 3. And I believe on Wednesday at Celebrities Night Club, there's a sudden bell drag competition.
Mm-hmm, presented by Southern Comfort.
Southern Comfort. And Sienna Blaze is competing.
Yeah, she's competing. Yeah. It's been really fun. It's hosted by our current Empress, Camille Toe. So if you guys haven't been to Celebrities for their Wednesday night drag shows, for the last 2 weeks, they've been doing a drag competition for called Southern Belle. Sienna Blaze, my alter ego, is doing it. And the first week, we had to do our own song choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do a little dance number, so it was pretty cool. And then last week, we had there's one theme, which was country, obviously, for Southern Belle. And our one song of our choice. And one other person got kicked off that week. And this coming Wednesday is the finale at Celebrities. So please come down and vote.
And how would you vote?
You have
for
to,
Sienna.
How would you vote for Sienna? You can vote by getting one of their drink specials at Celebrities that night. So I think it's mostly Southern Comfort drinks, which personally I think is really good. But
yeah. Oh, same. High school.
Yes.
Right.
Oh yes. Oh, high school memories.
Yeah, high school. Too much SoCo and orange juice.
Yeah, definitely. And the queens that are in it is myself, as Sienna Blaze. There is Robin Lovelace, Anita Tighthole, and
okay, wait, really?
Yeah, that hurts. That's her name.
Oh wow.
Yeah, Kelly Armanol, and Miso Honey, and there's somebody else, I think. I can't think of it. If I miss anybody, I'm so sorry. But
No, he meant to do that on purpose. Yeah. He hates them.
Vote for Sienna, Blaze.
Vote for Sienna.
Yeah, this week's going to be great. It's going to be we're doing two songs each. A theme of, I have to confirm this. This is kind of late to confirm it right now, but I think it's a period number from the 60s, 70s, or 80s.
Mm.
So that'll be fun. I need to rack my brain on.
So what are you going for? Are you going for the big bouffant hair, the 60s thing? You going for the 70s? You lean. You know, I'll bet you Sienna Blaze goes for 80s punk.
Yes, definitely.
Somehow, I don't know. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling kind of. I'm feeling like clairvoyant.
Yes, clairvoyant. Definitely. If you guys haven't seen pictures of Sienna Blaze, she is available on Facebook. Just search for Sienna Blaze. And you can make the judge of what type of character she is. I personally think she's kind of hardcore.
Yeah, hardcore rocker. Post-punk rocker.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. That does lots of like hip-hop and dance numbers.
And my goodness, she can flip her hair.
I can whip my hair back and forth. Yeah, totally. So I'm having so much fun doing this competition, honestly. Like, third competition in the past couple months, so it's been
and
fun.
And the winner, I'm looking at the prizes, they're actually pretty cool. Like, there's $500 cash, paid gigs at Celebrities Nightclub, and a chance to represent SoCo during Pride Week. Well, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, definitely. Right. And I don't know how they would do it.
Yeah. Plus, much more in prizing. Ooh.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see what the other prizing is.
A Steamworks prize package.
Imagine drag queens. Wait, do they do drag shows at Steamworks, don't they?
No, but one of the managers from Chicago is here, and he's really supportive of like theater and stuff. He actually came to see Apocalyptic, and he's also showed up at OFIM.
Nice.
And yeah, he said that for Halloween we could do like the staff at Chicago anyway, like all of them guys get dressed up in costumes, like I think half of them do drag, and they kind of raid each other, and whoever wins earns like a money package from Steamworks.
Oh, excellent.
Like,
oh,
nice. You know, perks of working in the bathhouse.
Yeah, among other things.
Among other things. Yeah. Oh, there's perks for me, too. You know, he comes home all emotionally erect. And, yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to get to sleep. You want to? Yeah. You need a shower?
It's like, one of the customers, you know, he spilled a popper's bottle in front of my face. Oh, no.
Just feeling a little, no. You know, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes, tails. I had to sign a waiver. I couldn't disclose much, so.
Yeah.
Wow. That could be taken a number of ways. We come full circle here.
Definitely.
The other thing, the Gay Top Model finale is coming up, and that's April 23rd, and that's at the River Rock Casino Show Theater. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do a little recording, and I think the lovely C Blaze is going to be surrounded by really hot guys again.
There's no complaints over that. Yes. Please. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to try to chat with the boys again and see how they're doing and what's up with them. You know.
So, well, that kind of wraps up our hour for Arts Extra. We were hoping to have one of our live people coming in this hour as well. But next hour, we have Darcy Michael, a comedian and fabulously funny. We have Mr. Dark of Sin City and their charity benefits. They're going to be doing both versions of Sin City. And they're doing a lot of circus and clown. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Right up my alley.
And much, much more. So that's our next 2 hours, Queer FM, which is on, right about now.
Yes.
Want to say goodbye, boys?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And goodbye.